Audio 8, The Royal Gorge of the Roncalleses. The Royal Gorges are considered to be the principal routes of the network. They connected the summer mountain pastures with the wintering areas of Las Vegas and other lowlands. The Royal Gorge of the Roncalleses, in which we're moving at this moment, at 131 kilometers, is the easternmost and connects the Pyrenean pastures of the Roncal region with Bardenas. The borders of the gorge are marked by concrete monuments about 40 centimeters in height with the inscription CDA. These are situated in pairs which face each other on either side of the gorge. If we're observant, we can see them along the route to Rincón de las Rayas, the Corner of Scratches. The Royal Gorge of Murillo el Fruto to Salazar, 95 kilometers in length, runs parallel to the Royal Gorge of Roncalleses from north to south. The place in which we find ourselves at this moment is known as La Cruceta, the Cross, as this is where two major cattle trails intersect, the Royal Gorge of Roncalleses and La Traviesa, or Crossbeam No. 2. Migration toward the south, descending migration, began in mid-September. The reverse trek, back to the valleys, began in the second half of May. Shepherds left their villages in stages in order to avoid the herds mixing together on the road. They used to have to pay a fee, which was set by the different towns that they would pass by, feeding, watering, and resting their livestock. The herd is led by chotos, goats that wear large cowbells. Along the entire route, the shepherds had to watch over the areas where the herd was grazing. On some days, the grass was sparse, but on others, if there were uncollected cereal grains, the shepherds would have to make sure that the herd didn't eat a lot because of the danger of indigestion. Century after century, as if it were a predetermined ritual, the tradition had been repeated until just a few decades ago when changes were made. Before, the whole flock would walk to the pasture land. Today, many of the ranchers move the herds in trucks. Before, the ravines were passable roads, but today, numerous stretches have disappeared with the reclamation of new lands, construction of infrastructure, and so on.